We're doing Miktsur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim. We're up to the 9th chapter, Alaha Dalid. Talit Katan Meuderet Izot Aptucha Mikol Evereya. The ideal, the nicest way of wearing a talis katan, what we call tzitzis, the garment we wear above our undershirts, under our shirts, is to wear a garment that's fully open on the sides. And we have the four corners surrounding us on all sides. And those undershirts that nowadays they put tzitzis in them, and they're cut open most of the way up, so that's why they're obligated in tzitzit, but they're not fully open on the sides. So it says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and hen hidu mitzvah aval ksheroten. They're not the ideal way of performing the mitzvah, but they're kosher. Ubevat shetiyena ptuchot beruban, provided that they're open most of the way up. The slit has to go most of the way up. Vetzich liot rov hanireh la'inayim, and it has to be most of the way up in a way that's clearly visual. Not that you have to measure and figure out if it's open most of the way up. It has to be open in a way that's obvious to any onlooker. V'chol she'en ruba patuach, and any time that the slit doesn't go most of the way up, asur lelovsha b'shabbat b'makom she'en bo eruv. One is prohibited from wearing it on Shabbos if you have no eruv. V'en mevachim aleha, nor can you make a blessing on it. You can't make a blessing because it's not clear that you're obligated to put tzitzis in there. And you can't wear it on Shabbos when you'll go in a place that there is no eruv because you're just carrying the strings, possibly. Possibly you don't have to put tzitzis in that garment. So you can't wear it where there isn't an eruv. Halacha hey. Im b'shah shetitba tzitzit hayta ruba stuma. Let's say when he put in tzitzis, it was closed most of the way. It wasn't open most of the way. V'achakach patcha ruba. And then he slid it open most of the way up. It is disqualified because the Torah says make tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. Not that it should become a four-cornered garment that has tzitzit, and technically you didn't make it when it had four corners because it wasn't slit most of the way up. When we make the tzitzis, everything has to be kosher. You can't do it that you place the tzitzis and then by default it becomes kosher tzitzis. It has to be that when you place the tzitzis inside, the garment is obligated and the tzitzis are kosher, and everything's done in a kosher fashion. It has to be done correctly. You can't do it and then retroactively make everything work out. That the garment wasn't slit most of the way, and after you put in the tzitzis, you slit the garment. That the tzitzis weren't kosher, and then after you tie them up and set them all up, then you make them kosher. That doesn't work. The majority, we say it has to be slit most of the way up. That's from the place you start sewing downward. You can't combine and say, well, the place where I stick my hand through the hole, that's also slit, right? If you have an undershirt. So you say, well, the hole that I put my hand through, that's also slit. You say, no. Most of the garment from where it's sewn downward has to be slit. And when you have a tzitzis that's this in undershirt form, it shouldn't have sleeves. You could have a hole and like a t-shirt undershirt, but not with sleeves. Not t-shirt, but what's it called? A neck, V neck. What?
The wife beater things. The V neck t-shirt. You know, the one we just.
Right. You guys know what I'm talking about, yeah? Yeah, Shechaim? Clear? Okay. Okay, we'll conclude with the Sfardi halacha. He's telling us halacha the way the Sfardim have the custom, and we Ashkenazim obviously have a different minhag. He says, "Hazuzim emtzot nan mitatvim betalitot mishnei tzedeihem utarim bepasim shchorim." Those that are swift in mitzvot, they don't wear talesos that on both sides have stripes of black. Elakulo afach lavon tahoru, but rather they wear talis that all the stripes are white. So that's a Sfardi minhag. In us Ashkenazim, we have a minhag to have black stripes on our talis. Okay.